ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Spring into deals for seasonal savings. Shop select 1 pint annuals for just $1. Plus, get a free additional Cobalt 40-volt 2-amp-hour battery when you buy a select Cobalt 40-volt trimmer and blower combo kit. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid to 5/6. Annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Oftentimes when we think of hauntings, we're thinking of a haunted house or an asylum or something really obvious and kind of, you know, maybe a little bit spooky. Sometimes, though, hauntings occur in locations that are not all that spooky. Take, for example, like a country store, you know, like one that sells animal food and tack equipment and, you know, country crafts and things of that nature. You know, I'm talking about some areas of the country. They're called like kind of like co-op type things. There's all different names depending on where you're at. But they're usually like kind of welcoming, friendly places. People are usually kind of in a nice mood and there's interesting things to look at. And it's kind of a go-to place if you're out in the country rather than having to go all the way to a population center. Not usually very spooky. Well, change that because in our next story, we hear about one of those places where strange things happen. Things being caught on camera, items being stacked in weird ways. Think Ghostbusters and the books in the library being stacked, except this time it's dog food. It's really kind of weird stuff, but it's not menacing, not malevolent, just almost kind of playfully weird. I'll let you be the judge. Take a listen. To share with you some of the ongoing paranormal happenings at my place of work. I work in a country store that sells farm animal feed, DIY products, and outdoor clothing. I've worked there since 2006 when I was 18 years old. In my first year there, I was the store's administrator and was occasionally in charge of locking up at night and opening again in the morning. Although I was not the only one with a key, an alarm goes off even if the key is used between certain hours. I was the last person out one evening, and I had locked up the door, activated the alarm, and secured the gate. I was the first person in the next day to also open. Before I left that night, I had to check down all the aisles of the shop to make sure they were all clear of stock, shopping carts, or rubbish. When I came in the next morning, I opened as I was the first to arrive, and when I entered the building, I walked down the aisle in which there are 15-kilogram dog food bags on either side. In the center of that aisle, there was a stack of 5 15-kilogram dog food bags stacked perpendicular to one and the other in a pile. Now, occasionally, dog food bags can be slippery and slide off if they're on top of the shelf and not placed correctly. However, I checked the night before and there was nothing down that aisle. And where the bags were is way further than they could have fallen by themselves. They were also stacked neatly and precisely. I was very creeped out and checked the CCTV when other stuff came in, so I was not alone. But the camera that was trained on that area of the store, which had been recording fine, began to go static between the hours of 3:03 a.m. and 3:25 a.m. And when the recording became clear again, the bags were stacked. The other cameras covering outside showed that nobody had entered the building to play a prank on me. I refused to be at work on my own for a few weeks after that. We've since called the ghost Fred. I've experienced more with this ghost. He's quite the prankster, but he also has helped me out with things as well. I do not know for sure if he is male, but that's the feeling I get from them, and I decided to give him a name rather than just refer to it as a ghost so I could chat with him or ask him to put things back if he moved them as a prank. I'm not the only person who's seen his pranks. A few months ago, I found out that two other members of the staff have experienced the bags being stacked like described before. These employees were not even working there when it happened to me. I also had shared an experience with a colleague. I'll call her Lynn. There are two offices next to each other. We sat in one office next to each other. I just come in, and as I usually do, I check to see if anyone is in the other office when I pass by to say hi. There was nobody in the office when I passed, and here's only one doorway in and out. I come from the canteen before going to the office, and I was the only person out there other than Lynn. Asked her where our assistant manager was. I'll call him John. She said she didn't know, so I decided to wait in the office until he came back from the shop floor. We both heard the door between the shop floor and the back office open and close. I instinctively looked out the open door into the hallway and saw a figure quickly dart from the hallway to the other office. Now, our uniform is all black, and John is very tall, around 6 feet. So although I did not see the figure clearly, it looked like him. So I instinctively shouted through to him that I needed to speak to him about something. Lynn had seen the figure go into the other office at the same time I did. I asked her, "That was John, wasn't it?" She replied, "Must have been. It was too tall to be anybody else." I got annoyed that he was ignoring me, so I got up out of the chair, marched in there. The room was empty. Would have seen if anyone had come out of the room. I told Lynn, who thought I was joking, and then came to stand next to me. We then looked all around the black area and the back room. Bear in mind, the door between the back offices and the shop floor is loud and distinct, and we had come and only heard it once. We thought that he had come in. We checked the stock cupboard, the bathrooms, canteen, nothing. We were freaked out, to say the least, and we didn't find him. We have since concluded that it must have been Fred. His other antics include hiding things like scissors and tape when you need it. You turn your back around after deciding to get on with something else. They show up where you have looked numerous times. He also has, when I've been in the back office area on my own on a Sunday, heard typing as if a colleague is in one of the offices on a computer, only to go in there to find nobody. Phantom coughs when nobody is around, and nothing to make a sound even remotely like that. He does not scare me anymore. I talk to him, and sometimes when I'm in the stock room looking for something, and if I ask him to make a noise in the direction of an item, he often does. It helps me. I believe he's always in the building, but not always actively pranking people. He's never given me the feeling of fear or dread. Confusion, yes, but not fear. Sometimes it's quite comforting, the feeling, his presence in the office when I'm on my own. I'm sure there'll be more notable antics in the future, which I'll share with you, and when they happen. In 2019, when we caught an orb on the CCTV, I know a lot of people think orbs are often a light through a window, a bug or dust. The location of the store would not allow headlights to go through the window, and the blinds were drawn. Ceiling is high, and it was at 4 a.m., so nothing was moving around, and the lights were off. The orb was large. It moved slowly with purpose from one screen to the other. As it almost got to the other side of the screen, it looked like it changed into almost a human shape, then went past the edge of the screen. More recently, I was sitting in my office with my colleague in front of me. The CCTV screen was behind me. My colleague was looking past me at the screen and exclaimed, "What the hell? Something just flew off the shelf." She rewound the CCTV. It was a bottle of tack cleaning fluid. My colleague checked the different cameras to see who the aisle was down it happened on, in case a customer had knocked it off or it had been placed on the shelf incorrectly since we were open with customers in the store. She checked all the cameras and rewound them. We saw it all from different angles. It was not at the edge of the shelf. It did not wobble and fall. It had come out horizontally at the level of the shelf and then fell diagonally into the main aisle. A customer heard it fall behind her and saw it roll towards her, but then continued shopping. My colleague then says to me, "This weird shit always happens when you're in." It's not only happened when I'm in, but she only sees things happen or hear things happen when I'm in. Maybe it's because I acknowledge the spirit that resides there. I never get any negativity from him at all. If anything, it's comforting. If I get any more experiences, I'll write in again. I have many, many other stories from my experiences and my mother's experiences. I still work there and may have been there for 15 years. I have no plans to leave. I'm sure there will be many more things. Thanks for making a safe place for the community you've created to share their experiences and know we are not alone. Stay safe, all of you. Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily.
And the best part?
Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spin on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino.
Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily.
And the best part?
Guaranteed daily jackpots.
You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spin on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here.
You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino.
Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily.
And the best part?
Guaranteed daily jackpots.
You can't beat that.
So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.